It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ.
Well, good morning on a Monday.
Buenos dias.
We always start the show with something positive. Spin on life, and mine involves twos today. I know your favorite number is three.
Oh, so you want one less?
I got two twos.
You got two twos? Oh, you wearing a tutu?
Two twos. I'm not wearing a tutu. But the first two is that I successfully washed and found both of my gloves this weekend.
Clutch, left and right.
Two gloves.
You got two hands.
And the other little victory is I went on two successful dates with the same man this weekend.
Oh, wow. Wow. Three wows for the two twos.
There's the three wows. For the two twos. Not one, two.
Well then.
Yeah. So see, right. One turned into two, and well, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I don't think we need to say anything else.
The end.
Yeah.
What's your little victory?
I don't even want to say mine now because mine sucks compared to yours.
What? You can't top my, I washed and found both gloves and went on two dates in one weekend?
No, honestly, I can't because I found two cracks in my windshield. Speaking of twos, they're two twos. Yeah. Twos.
But now you'll get a new windshield.
Well, hey, the cracks are small enough. My little victory is I think I could just hit the AutoZone, the O'Reilly's, the whatevers, and go get a repair kit and fix it myself.
What happened? You think a rock hit it or something?
No clue. No clue. They're at two different points, G. All these twos this morning.
No!
It's one on one side, one at the other, but they're small enough that they haven't reached the safe light repairs. We ain't there yet. So maybe DZ could fix before he safe lights. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Love victories, baby.
Oh, man.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Well, every single Monday, we start the show with the question of the day, and we ask you what you did this weekend.
It's the most natural question to ask somebody after you ain't seen them all weekend. Uh-huh. So it's, what'd you do?
Pretty much. And so, DZ, I went on not one, but two dates.
And now I feel like you lying, and it was probably three.
Actually, it was three. It was two with the new guy and one with my kids and my friends.
So technically, it was three. It was 3 days, technically.
Friday and Saturday, I was out with the new man in my life.
So, you know, Friday and Saturday was mama time.
Uh-huh. And then
Sunday was mommy time.
Mama was
out Friday and Saturday.
Mommy
had the boys on Sunday.
I went out with this new guy I told you about on Dumpster Fire at the end of Dumpster Fire on Friday.
You did say there was a new guy.
We went out on Friday, and then he was like, can I see you again tomorrow? And I was like,
mañana? He said the next day off rip.
And normally I'm like, ew, chill, my guy. But I was like, yeah, you can actually.
Well.
So I'll tell you more about him later in the show, maybe.
Maybe? Not the maybe, y'all. Hey, look, I'm a maker. Don't worry. I got you. I got it.
But then, yeah, yesterday I was out with the kids and my friend Christine and her kids. We went to Point Burger Bar. We played games. We had lunch before the Packer game, which we won't talk about. You know what?
I always forget they have games while the other game was going.
Whatever. She's mad because the Bears. Anyway.
I'm not mad at nothing.
Three dates. Two with a guy and one with my kids and friends.
That's
yesterday.
Cool.
So there was a lot of good memories made this weekend.
Good vibes. Like. It feels like you was busy hustling and bustling, too.
I was very busy. What about you? What'd you do this weekend?
My weekend, I'd say probably top thing, because it was a split, right?
Yeah.
Tried to relax, right? The Bucks were away, so there wasn't home games.
You didn't have to work for the Bucks. Nice.
You know, and we're coming up on a very, very, very extraneous,
You said you have four games this week?
There's four games this week, so we're coming back home.
DZ is an in-game host. You see him on the mic at the Bucks games. People love to tell me they see you, and I think it's so cool when they see you.
But they don't come up to me, though.
They don't come up to you. They come up to me.
They be hitting you up.
I'm the handler.
We see DZ. Appreciate you, Assistant Allie. Like, what? But no, we didn't have home games, so we took it as an opportunity to really clean the house. I'm talking about deep clean, the organization clean.
Well,
not the spring clean, but the winter clean.
Your kids were sick all over the holidays.
Exactly.
You've been having that funk everybody got.
Exactly. So it was like the refresh of the house. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing I did get to do was I went to my barber Mondo's ribbon cutting. He's a shop owner now, y'all. Shout out to Glazed and Studios.
Follow him on Insta, I'm pretty sure.
It was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool.
I thought about you and your barber because Hudson's hair is wild. And if you've seen us in public, you know what I
know a guy.
Oh,
I know a guy, and he's got a new shop.
It is a hot mess, let me tell you.
No, so yeah, we went to his ribbon cutting, and it was nice. It was full of family, friends, loved ones. I mean, people pulled up, and we're there to support. So
I love a new business opening.
Yeah,
especially in Milwaukee. You know what I mean?
And so he's in a perfect pocket. Where I was telling him, I was like, bro, the development in this area. So you know where Van Buren turns to like Holton,
absolutely.
Going north.
You know, after
up down
by Brady.
Right after up down on Brady.
Uh-huh.
The bridge. He's right after the bridge.
He's on the east side.
Just on the east side, right. Ooh. in a perfect little pocket where you get all corners, north, east, south, and west. I'm like, dog, do not move.
No.
Stay owning this
Stay
forever.
There.
Buy the block. Buy the block, Poppy.
Dude, I miss living on the east side. I'll be back one day.
It's lit. Well, you'll be back because you'll be taking your boy to get a haircut over there.
Uh-huh.
Or I'll take him.
I got it. Yeah, I don't care. You go do it for
I'll scoot my boy to get a cut. You know what I'm saying? I go get him freshened
Shave
up.
Shave that thing. It's making me crazy. All right.
But that's what we did this weekend.
Well, I can't wait to hear what everybody else did. 414-533-1037. What did you guys do this weekend? We're going to talk to you next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right. DZ did deep cleaning and went to his barber's ribbon cutting on the east side. I had 3 dates, 2 with a new guy and 1 with my kids and friends.
Yeah, he was busy dating.
Very busy. So let's start with our boy in Calabama. Why not? Ryan, a.k.a. Caledonia. We'll let Ryan start this morning. It's been a minute.
Feels right on a Monday.
Yeah, it does. Ryan!
Good morning.
Morning, big dog.
Good morning. I saw there was a huge fire in Caledonia. I hope everybody's okay.
You know that the crazy part is that my buddy texted me. I used to work on that farm.
Oh,
and I was like, you are full of it. Like,
of course you
did. It is not happening.
Of course the mayor of Caledonia.
And all of a sudden I looked it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Oh,
wow.
It was a barn.
So is everything okay?
Everything's okay. So no one was in the barns.
Cool.
There were no animals or anything.
Thank God.
It was, so everyone's good.
I'm glad we know the inside man on that.
Well, and honestly, you're the mayor of Calabama.
Of course.
I mean,
the mayor knows.
I mean, I'm in on a lot of stuff around here. You got to be when you're mayor, you know?
We can tell. We can tell, Mr. Mayor.
Self-appointed. All right, Ryan, what'd you do this weekend?
Self-appointed
other
or supported?
Other than roasting marshmallows over that fire, I mean, we threw it down with some parties this weekend.
Ooh.
It was my dad's 62nd and my brother's dirty 30. So.
Hey, wepa, big celebrations.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, cool. Buddy. So we threw it down.
Nice.
That's who that cake was for. You remember that cake on my Instagram that I made, that ice cream cake?
Yeah.
That everyone was wishing me happy birthday for? No, that was for them.
Dude, I'm not kidding, DZ. Ryan posted a cake and I went, did I forget Ryan's birthday?
Nah, his birthday is around mine.
It's right near yours in June.
Yep.
I should have remembered.
I make homemade ice cream cakes because I ain't spending $40 on a DQ one.
I didn't know you make, maybe I did know that and I forgot. You got 17 businesses, Ryan.
Firefighter and a baker, man. Get out of here. All right, bye, Ryan.
Yeah, let's go. Love y'all. Happy Monday.
Love.
Good morning.
Good morning. He's so funny. All right, let's go to Austin in Kenosha this morning. Hi, Austin. Good morning.
Good morning, Jinx.
Good morning, you guys.
What up?
What'd you do?
Okay, well, I mean, Friday, we went out bowling, took my 1.5-year-old now out bowling.
Wait, where'd you go bowling? It's very important. I need the location.
Full details.
Yeah,
good.
Excuse me.
It's GRC in Kenosha.
Oh, okay.
Word.
Noted. And then what?
He ended up beating my uncle's 22-year-old stepdaughter, which was hilarious.
That is some Wisconsin-ish right there. You're a good bowler at 1.5.
I hear you got a prodigy on your hands. Okay, got it.
Okay, what else?
PBA next.
And this was also the weekend that my kid finally, he had his voice, but he found his voice. Got my ear talked off yesterday. Still recovering.
The same kid? Aw.
And then I bowled a new personal best on my Sunday morning league at 289. Out of 300.
Oh, so he's a bowler. Oh, there's no wonder this baby's bowling. The dad's bowling.
I love bowling, but this is so Wisconsin right now. I mean, I love all of this
leagues,
so much,
baby.
Austin. So much. Oh, so lots of bowling happening. Well, amazing. Well, thanks for calling, Austin, and sharing the bowling stories. It wouldn't be us without it.
Glad your kid found his voice, too, man. Hey, keep calling us, man.
Yeah.
We miss you, too.
We haven't heard from you in a minute. All right, Austin.
I get 1 week every 3 months.
Ah. make it 4 weeks.
Got to make it count, man. All right, we'll holler at you later, fam.
Goodbye.
Have a great morning.
All right, have a good one.
Peace.
Bethany texted in and said, my parents came down for the weekend and we took all the kids bowling on Saturday in Stallus, and my mom made some delicious birria tacos.
Mm, love me some birria.
Bethany, yes. And then I have to read this one. Somebody texted in and said, my highlight was on Saturday. I met Allie at Champs. And so I know exactly who this is. I was on my second date of the weekend.
Ooh.
And this guy got to meet the secret new mystery man. But shout out to Chris, who I met at Champs. He came up. He was the nicest guy. He said hi. He had texted in on Friday, a really funny text, and I remembered. And he bought me and my date's appetizer.
Aww.
I said, Chris, so thank you for listening to the show.
Chris, you're a real one. Big flex for you, man. Not as lovely.
You were so nice. So I was happy I got to meet you on Saturday night. Let's go to Lori, the OG, next. See what she did. Lori!
Morning. Good morning, Wepa Wepa.
Wepa. Okay, you got to tell us your highlight of the weekend. One thing, what was the best thing you did?
Me and two of my girls, we went road tripping on Saturday.
Oh!
Hauled our keisters all the way up to Green Bay for lunch at Cheesesteak Rebellion.
Wow.
It's a Star Wars themed cheesesteak restaurant.
What?
And it was delicious.
I feel like Lori could do a segment on this show about local spots that you didn't know about.
Going to? Yeah, for real.
I swear, Lori, you always know.
I'm a
know
huge
them.
Star Wars geek, so I searched this crap out.
Mm-hmm.
They got a game room, a small game room. They got a full bar, and the cheesesteak was delicious.
Yum.
Lori, I have a confession to make on a Monday morning.
Uh-oh.
I've never seen Star Wars.
Oh, snap.
Have you, DZ? Really?
No, yes.
Never.
I'm not like a Star Wars fanatic. I'm not an aficionado. I don't search all the things out, but I've definitely seen them.
Never seen it. Should I be embarrassed by that?
A little bit. But nobody's offended. Nobody's offended.
Not at all.
No, Lori.
I've seen it enough for the both of us and for your kids and the rest of your family.
For real. These fans be so active, they're like, don't worry about it, more for us.
Fair enough.
Lori, that's cool.
I stopped counting once I had over 100 Yodas in my house. And,
oh, damn.
And I've got the baby Yoda and all the other characters, and you wouldn't believe.
Little Grogu's. No wonder she found the Star Wars themed restaurant in Green Bay and went. Duh, makes sense.
Nice. Well, Lori, I'm glad you made it to the Star Wars restaurant in Green Bay. Have a great day, girl.
Thanks, you guys. Love you.
Have a
blessed week.
Amen. You too. Talk to you later. Bye.
Whoever texted they flew back from Punta Cana and now it's freezing, we don't feel bad for you. Okay?
I don't. I hope you're colder than cold.
And now Carrie in Kenosha said, I went to a bowling party too this weekend. Girl, what's all the bowling?
Well, we either bowling or tripping, and I don't like either of y'all right now, because now I feel like I got FOMO.
What the heck?
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so what is the problem today, DZ?
Me.
No,
me.
You are not.
I feel like it.
Why? Well, what happened?
I got a what should DZ do, bro? And
what? Okay.
This one is against my wife's advice. She was like, maybe not.
She said not to? Oh, great. We're starting a fight. I'll help.
Thank you, because I ain't got it. I don't know.
Talk to me.
So, over the weekend...
It's sister, talk to me.
Not for real, sis. Like, for real.
Well,
like,
talk to me.
Okay. Over the weekend, I had a friend hit me up. And it was, you know, somebody that I used to work with, somebody mm-hmm. I was cool with for a while.
Okay.
I'd say we drifted apart, but it's just like we just stopped kind of like hanging out, you know? Like, my life evolved in a different direction. His evolved in a different direction. Yeah. And we just didn't continue to see each other.
People
right?
grow apart.
After we stopped working together, we didn't see each other as much and slowly, right?
And the then life, and then you, seasons change, friends change, relate. I've had friends
Thank you. No,
I have tons of friends that I don't talk to anymore, and I have friends that I've grown closer to.
I don't need help this being explained. So had a friend hit me up and they said, hey, what's going on? Haven't heard from you in several years. Are we not friends or what? Like
wait, okay.
Hope to hear from you at some point, but I obviously never did.
Haven't heard from you in several years.
And the last
I thought you were going to say several weeks or months or something. Years.
The last time we talked was in like 2023, right?
It's
like
2025.
Right. It hasn't been that long. It's been like a year and a half.
Okay, I got to hear more before I judge, because we listen and we don't judge, and then I'll tell you what I think. Okay,
exactly.
Go on.
So, you know, I was like, wow, I saw the text and I read the text, and we were busy at the time, so I didn't have the chance to text back. But when I did, next morning, I responded back and I was like, hey, what's good? You know, it has been a while. Life's been really wild. Without getting into it, y'all know what has happened. My wife had a near-death experience.
Yeah, first of all, you might not know, you might not be that close if you didn't even know DZ's wife almost died last year and they went through some crazy stuff, and thank God everyone's okay.
Right.
And that was dramatic, but it was the truth, what I just said. It wasn't even a lie.
It's not even that dramatic because it's real.
You ain't that close if you didn't even reach out during that, but okay, go on.
So I said, you know,
I'm already triggered now for you.
So I said, you know, been busy raising the boys, been working all the time.
You got two little babies. Nobody has, that's when you really lose friends, because you have two little babies.
You my guy. I just don't have the ability to check in always. I hope you've been well, though. Hopefully 2025 is better than 2024.
You're so positive even when people come out of nowhere like that. See?
He texts back.
Oh, no.
Talking about, I was just confused because you don't even text me no more. It's literally been years and not one text. We ever going to kick it again?
Wait, when's the last time he reached out?
Bruh, the last time we talked was in 2023.
So he hasn't reached out either in a year and a half.
I haven't.
Or at least.
I'd never texted him back after 2023 because the text he sent me was really kind of like non-respondable, right? The conversation had closed and he was just extending it. So I was like, okay, cool. I remember. I literally remember us talking. He was going through some tough stuff.
Yeah.
I was, you know, kind of talking to him, you know, talking him through it and being like, bro, you know me, trying to be positive, especially when the homies are down. So I'm going, all right, you know, I'm gonna spend some time, you know,
investing trying to lift him up.
In you to lift you up. Exactly.
But then you had your own issues and somebody's got to lift you up.
And I was busy trying to lift myself up at that too.
And you got two babies, which really is stressful, honestly.
And now I feel like.
And two jobs, you here and the bucks.
And now I feel like.
And a wife. Now I'm on one. You know what?
Now I'm in the middle of like a feeling like a bad friend situation.
Yeah.
And also feeling like, what is going on right now?
Mm-hmm.
This energy doesn't feel, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what to say back. I don't know how to return a response. I don't know if I should return a response. I'm at a point where I'm going, bro, I'm having a tough enough time hanging out and seeing the people
that are around,
that are literal blood relation to me and are around. Mm-hmm. I don't even get to see you and the boys as often
as
we'd like.
Honestly.
We saw our friends Rian Target Angelo for the first time in months, bro.
And those are like your besties, yeah.
We consider them familia, family, bro. I'm talking about, they hit us up. And I will probably drop whatever I'm doing and help them if they need it.
Yeah.
I don't even get the chance to see them. So to not be able to see somebody that I haven't worked with in more years, that I've tried to continue and uplift and have them reach out and be like, you don't even hit me up no more.
Now,
I'm a little weird, not weirded out, but it's just I'm a little thrown
off.
It's
very unfair and very ridiculous. And I don't even know. I'm glad I don't know who it is. I might know them. I might not. Who cares? It doesn't matter because I know enough.
I don't think you've ever met him, but
I know that you haven't talked to them since 2023.
Yeah.
It is now 2025.
Right.
And to reach out and say, damn, I haven't heard from you, like in a rude, like, no, it almost projection, maybe?
Mm.
How come they haven't reached out?
Mm.
From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. You know, there are people I can think of who have reached out to me that I consider acquaintances and maybe friends that I have randomly forgotten to text back, and I'll think about it and be like, oh, damn.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like our girl Anita. There's one I got. I should text her back this morning because now I'm thinking about her.
You should hit her back.
Used to work at the Humane Society.
Yep.
And she hit me up and I forgot to write her back, and I was like, oh, I forgot. And it was nothing personal. It was I forgot, and we have life. And, you know, if you don't see or talk to someone every day and you have a day where your texts go crazy or emails or work or life, like your wife is in the hospital, maybe, DZ, which is what happened. I mean, and it could be a thousand things.
Let me put it to you like this. You know, my wife even was like, just don't respond. That sounds weird. And I was right.
It sounded accusatory.
And I did respond. And she went, oh, well, you opened something up. And she was right. Because when I texted back and said, hey, man, just been really busy. Yeah. You know, like, sorry, I don't have the chance to check in all the time, but I'm wishing you well.
Good.
Right?
That was nice.
And his response was, so we're not going to hang out again? I was like, all right, man. Like, what am I? What follow-up from that?
It sounds like
that?
A chick fight. This is the kind of stuff women fight about. And I'm not even trying to be, like, gender-specific, but this sounds like me and my girls when we get mad at each other, dude.
I don't know what to respond back. And I guess the what should DZ do is, where do I go after this? I haven't responded back.
Sisters? I mean, two dudes like this? Nah.
No, not it's two. It's not two dudes like this. It's one dude like this.
Okay, so you responded, and then he responded back and said, so we're not going to hang, and now you can't decide if you should respond again.
Because what do you want me to say? Like, to be honest, I don't know. Probably not. Mm-hmm. Like, no. I don't know if I'm ever going to hang out with you again, but I also don't know if I'm ever going to see you again for real.
Yeah, and it wasn't even personal, it sounds like. There was nothing personal. It was just life got in the way.
And I don't know if homie's paranoid about me, like, bad-mouthing him around or something, or just
you
like...
You don't bad-mouth people, D's. You're the king of keeping it positive, even when you know bad stuff or tea about people. You're better than me. You make me a better person because you don't talk ish about people.
That's not my vibe.
You keep it to yourself. Yeah, no, it's not your vibe.
And I don't know what to respond back to that doesn't feel like it's only going to extend the inevitable. Mm-hmm. I'd pacify this, like, trying to give myself advice would be try to fast forward this man into the line, into the queue, and make some time to go see him for 30 minutes and be like, are you pacified now? But no, because then that's going to be next week. Hey, how are we going to hang out again?
And it wouldn't be genuine.
No, it wouldn't.
And we're pretty genuine.
Honestly,
in that. We keep it real. So I actually think you should not take this personally, because I feel like it's someone who's been there with two little kids and a full-time job, and you got two jobs, by the way, and we're in the heart of buck season. I know how hard it is. You got a wife.
Yeah.
You got a lot of responsibilities.
That's a lot going on.
You got
on.
A whole family. You got other stuff people might not know about that's nobody's business. You have friends that are really close to you that you haven't seen in months that you want to spend time with. So other friends that I haven't seen in even longer.
Please, shout out Will and Rainey, bro. We still try to get dinner with them.
Please, like, don't take this personally that you're a bad friend or that you're not. Dude, I'm telling you right now, you are one of the best people I know with the best hearts, and you do good, and you're a good friend, and you're a good dad, and you're a good husband. I think Aaron would say yes.
I hope she
said
yes.
I mean, I'm not married to you, just at work, you know? But you're a good person, and you don't need to take this personally. We're going to let the listeners chime in, because I can see the phone ringing.
I'm in a hole, bro. I don't feel good.
414-533-1037. I feel bad that somebody's getting to you, because it's not cool. Ashley in Butler said, DZ, drop them. Ain't nobody got time for that drama. Saucy Sandra said, ding, ding, ding. Allie hit it on the head. Projection, because they hadn't reached out either.
True, but I didn't even think about it like that.
And then Adrian and Jackson said, the phone goes both ways. Why is he coming at you like this? Like, you're supposed to save the relationship.
I'm the type that once we're cool, we're cool. I might not see you in 10 years. If in those 10 years I see you after that and we hang out magically, it's going to be like nothing ever changed. But clearly it's not the same for this individual, and I don't know how to get past that.
This is relatable. The phones are going crazy. We're going to talk to you guys next. I can't wait.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Now I'm irritated because I don't like seeing you stressed out. You're too good of a friend and a person to feel this way. So DZ's feeling guilty or something, or not even, you don't feel guilty.
I don't know what I'm feeling, but I don't feel like a good friend when I don't know.
Your friend.
I'm frustrated.
I don't even know if it's not a friend. If you, someone you know. That
an
you
old
have,
friend. An old friend. We can call it an old friend. Somebody haven't seen in years reached out and was like, what's going on?
But you haven't talked to him since 2023 and kind of made you feel bad. But Alex and Racine texted in and said, true friends are ones that you can pick up right where you left off, even after weeks, months, or years.
I like that.
It's
Alex
true.
Thank you.
It's true. Let's start with Katie Ann in Lake Geneva. Did she earn a theme song?
She got her own song.
Oh, Lake Geneva in the house. Now we got two. Oh, she picked this one. I like this song.
I do too.
Good good choice, Miles Smith, Stargazing. Hi, Katie Ann.
Morning.
Hello. Morning.
Morning. All right, what's your advice for what should DZ do today?
I think he can start off writing a message back and tell him, hell nah, we're not hanging out. And then, I mean, you can block him. I mean, realistically, I like that what that person texted in saying that, you know, you could leave off. I mean, I haven't talked to a couple of friends in a year or years, and we can definitely drop bad things or good things and still leave off where we left off.
I don't see you as a block person. DZ's not a block energy.
Never have.
DZ will always be polite to you, even if, you know, he's not going to roll with you if you suck, but he will be, you know, respectful. I just don't see you as a blocker.
The thing is, if I get to a point where I feel like I have to act out a character, nobody around me is in a good place.
Yeah.
So if I get to that level, I'm so chill. Like, I'm a really nonchalant guy, but it's because when I get there, I get there.
It's the story you told about your wedding when the driver called your wife something.
A B word.
And your friends had to hold you back because what the hell?
And I tried to open a bottle of wine on his head. Yep, exactly. Exactly. When I get there, I'm crashing out. So I'm not getting there.
Nobody would have faulted you for that one, by the way. But anyway.
But I'm not the block type, and I don't know if I am going to see this guy ever again.
Yeah.
I don't want to give him false hope and be like, man, maybe in a couple weeks, because we're busy. I'm busy. I don't have time.
No.
I'm sorry, but the thing is, I might not see you for
leave
another.
It at that. You leave it. You tell them I'm busy. I don't know when I'm going to have.
I already
time.
Said that.
Yeah,
I already said that, Katie.
Don't respond.
Then leave them on red. Leave them on red.
Leave them on. Even turn the red receipt on, because I've done that.
That feels
like,
rude.
Take the message. It is rude. But you're not. But what happened to, you don't want to be petitious today? Come on.
I guess not today, because this one's about me.
Fair enough.
I'll tell y'all to fight, but I try to avoid it.
Oh, man. Katie Ann, thank you for calling. We'll talk to you later, okay?
All right.
Bye.
All right. So Autumn in Waukesha is texting in, and she said, should you have chosen to respond, tell him to give you some times he's available, and you will see what you can make work, given your busy work and personal. And then at the end, she said, you have done nothing wrong, in all caps, along with, if you get another cranky response, say, let's let him throw this fit and drop him. It sounds like I already think you need to drop him.
You think we're already there?
Yeah, I do, actually. Oh, man, Chris and Racine dropped out?
He must have had to get to work or something.
Well, I already know. He was going to say it's a Stage 5 clinger. I already know what he was going to say.
He
said it was sounded clingy. All right, let's go to Julia then in Milwaukee and see what she has to say. Hi, Julia.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, what's your advice for DZ? I feel bad he's stressed out, because DZ should not be. This is what annoys me, when somebody who you haven't talked to in a year and a half comes in and stresses you out for no good reason when you got other important things going on.
Making claims.
In your life.
I feel like I owe him something. Honestly, that's what I feel like right now.
He hasn't reached out either. That's what's so stupid about this whole thing.
That's what I figured out about this. I feel like I owe him something, Julia.
Oh, somebody said, tell him you're reserving your time for people who reached out to check on your wife when she almost died last year.
Hey,
oh.
Yo. Oh, that's one way to close a conversation, baby, for sure.
Boom. All right.
Julia, you saying something different?
Yeah, what are you?
Yes. This is a him problem. I feel for you, DZ. I would feel the same way you do, in kind of a in a rock and a hard spot.
Yeah.
But this is somebody that sounds like their life isn't moving at the same speed as people around them. So they don't get that when people's seasons change, their friends change.
Ooh.
And he's probably in his feels about, look at all the people around me. They're getting married, having families, are busy, and now here I am with nothing to do.
And I'm not.
So, yep.
And I got a little time.
If I were you, it's like dating. Just shoot it straight with them.
Keep it real.
Empathetic and say, hey, I'm sorry you're feeling that way. It's no hard feelings. It's just life happens.
It
and
is like dating. Nobody's direct.
That are taking higher priority. You know, and I feel like you just got to be direct. Nobody's direct nowadays in anything in life.
Just tell the truth.
Are you telling me I got to break up with my friend?
Kind of.
I think you just got to break it up. I mean, if they're true friends, I mean, I have friends that live in different states that we haven't physically seen each other for 5 or more years, and we text sporadically, maybe once or twice a year.
Same.
And if we see each other again, it's like we left off where we, you know, we pick up where we left off, and it's, you don't miss a beat.
Right.
So,
you know
life changes, friends change. you're going to go in and out of friends throughout your whole life.
Well, and
I think you just got to be straight and direct.
Listen to this, Julia. Somebody texted in. Send him a link to the Odyssey app so he can listen.
I just might have to. I ain't going to lie to y'all, bro, because I am feeling some type of way, and I don't know how to remedy, and this remedy isn't for me. It's for him.
Well, and Sarah, and thank you for calling,
Appreciate
Julia.
You,
that was
Julia.
Great advice.
Yeah, for real.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a great day. You too. Bye.
Sarah from Edgerton texted in and said, I was just thinking maybe this old friend is kind of looking for Bucks tickets or something because, you know, DZ's affiliated with things. Maybe.
Can I tell you no and why I know not?
Yeah.
Because this friend is like almost hermit crabbish.
Oh, they wouldn't go out.
They don't like to go out, and they're very introverted to where when I would hang out with them, we'd hang out at like his place, and that was it.
Okay. Well, then I don't want to bring it down because somebody said, I think he should reach out and just try to make time to see if he's okay, because you never know if somebody's going through something and needs that friend. You don't understand. DZ was already counseling him, it sounds like, in the last.
So is he going through another episode and needs me to counsel him again? Because then he's using me as a friend and only reaching out when he needs me.
Oh.
All right, then.
That part.
All right, then.
That part. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. See, you're always counseling me. Today, I'm off the air counseling you, reminding you what a good person you are, DZ. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Don't worry. We were just going off on what should DZ do, and you don't worry. You'll be fine.
If you missed it, you got to listen back on the Odyssey app.
Too much to recap.
For real.
I feel bad because I forgot to read a text earlier when we were talking about our weekends.
Oh,
and
no.
Yes, I will maybe give you my date update.
Oh, no. Well,
after
yes.
Am I the Jerk?
Yes, we definitely going maybe yes, going to get that date update.
Mm-hmm.
No, but you were saying you forgot to read a text.
I've been blushing all weekend, which is so off for me, dude.
Oh, that's why your face so red? Stop it. Okay, I need to stop. I'm just trying to get all the attention off of me now.
Well, it's good.
Allie's date.
I got a lot of tea. Okay, Chelsea in South Milwaukee texted in earlier, and I wanted to read this. She said, I coach for the Greendale Junior Panthers cheerleading teams, and we brought home 4 state championship wins this weekend.
Yeah! Big flex, big win, big champs.
Shout out Greendale Junior Panthers. I thought that was a really cool text, so I wanted to read that.
Trophy room just got a little heavier. Didn't it? Mm-hmm. I like it, y'all. I like it, squad.
Sure did. We are sending you to Summerfest this morning. We're giving Hozier tickets. Hozier going to be coming to Summerfest on June 20th. I can't believe this is so exciting because it gives us hope for the summer. We're talking about the weekends.
We could talk about summer all day, every day. Please, me. Thank you.
So all over that. And I just want to do one thing really quick because it's going to be, it's going to be spring break in like a month and a half already.
Soon.
I can't
Very
even,
soon.
I'm going to be March, thank goodness, before we can blink. And then it's going to be summer, and people, I feel like everybody was traveling to Jamaica last week. I was so annoyed. Everyone I saw in Jamaica and Mexico, I was so jealous of your life. I don't
Bleep
know.
Y'all.
They must have had a special.
How come we ain't get the email for the discount?
Because we had to work. But listen, I feel like every time I open my Insta or my Snapchat and people's stories, they were traveling somewhere warm. And I was like, what's with all the... So I wanted to give a shout out. I've been forgetting to do this. The Mitchell Airport. Mitchell Airport.
General
Mitchell. When I was there, where did I fly? I flew to Florida over Thanksgiving to see my parents.
Yeah, Turkey Day, yep.
I want to shout them out because I had not used the cell phone waiting lot. I was picking up my sister for my surgery. That's what it was in December.
So this was more recent.
In December. I had not used the cell phone waiting lot in a while because I hadn't picked anyone up at the airport in a second.
Okay.
They redid it to where you don't have to pull in and get a ticket. Because you used to have to pull in, you get a ticket, you can wait up to 30 minutes, and then you just pull out as long as you're not in there for 30 minutes. But you have to stop, give it to a person.
Yeah.
It's like really dumb because it's free. They fixed it. They fixed it.
What did they fix?
Nothing. You don't have to deal with anybody.
Oh, it's all automated now.
It's not even
automated.
Oh,
you don't even do tickets anymore.
They separated it from the buses.
Ooh.
And you can just pull in, wait, and then pull out. And it's so close, you could walk to pick somebody up. So the cell phone, we have such an easy airport to get in and out of. That's why I love General Mitchell. And so when I pulled up to get my sister and I saw people just sitting there waiting, I was annoyed because the cell phone waiting lot is so
empty, and it's empty now,
so stupid easy to use. And so I'm not gonna lie, when I had to double park to go get Penny's, you know, my sister, walked up to the woman just sitting there on her phone acting like nothing. And I know, DZ, you said you do this, you better knock it off because the cell phone waiting lot is so easy to use, people just use it. I walked up and I go, there's a cell phone waiting lot so I don't have to double park.
So why aren't you in it?
And she's like, huh? What? you know, playing dumb, like you would have.
Bruh, why am I going to wait in the cell phone waiting lot when I could just pull up to the gate and pick
gonna
them
say
up?
Anything.
And nobody's going to say anything. It's not like it's O'Hare where somebody's berating you every 2 seconds.
Well,
keep it moving, keep it moving.
That's fair. There is a nice medium. But I just wanted to shout him out and say, if you haven't used the cell phone waiting lot and you're picking someone up, it is the easiest.
Chef's
you don't
kiss.
Have to deal with a ticket. You don't have to talk to anyone. So I'm glad they redid that. So thank you, General Mitchell.
Clap it up. I didn't know that they redid it. Good for them.
I like to shout out the local stuff when they... And it wasn't bad before. I just didn't realize it was. It's better now.
I've never used it at all. So yeah.
Yeah, I know. You're the guy double parked that I'm yelling at.
I'm not double parked. My hazards are on and I'm tucked away, man.
I could be the am I the jerk for that one.
My guy's coming out right now.
Like, who's the jerk? Me, the one yelling at somebody or the one's double parked? Right?
Y'all are both double parked. You're yelling at somebody else doing
double parked because
you did.
I pulled up when she was ready. I was only double parked because people were sitting there.
Oh, she was waiting. Like,
yes.
Her person wasn't even coming
That's
out.
That's when you pull up when they're walking out. Her person wasn't there. She was just on her phone, la-di-da-di.
So you think you're supposed to keep circling then? You're
no,
one of those people.
You're supposed to go sit in the lot and wait because it takes 3 seconds to pull right up.
Nah, I'm going to pull up and park.
Oh,
yeah,
you're so annoying.
Yeah,
I hate you. Yeah. See, you know what? I went from loving you to hating you already in 1 minute. See?
Allie and DZ.
Here we are.
Did we just make a promo?
We did. Are you ready for Am I the Jerk?
I think so.
All right, let's do this. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Wow, she wants to know if she's the jerk for keeping her niece's secret Snapchat a secret. Hold on. Let me explain the message we got.
Please do.
You can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. You can message us and on our DMs, and hopefully somebody will see them. No promises.
And once you get a producer, it'll be seen
it'll
far
be
quicker.
Seen more. But let's give her a name. Sneaky
Sarah.
Sneaky Sarah. All right.
Yeah, Sneaky Sarah.
She said, Allie and DZ, I have two nieces, ages 13 and 15. I just found out from the 13-year-old that the 15-year-old has a secret Snapchat.
Little sister snitched on big sis.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
To auntie.
Got it.
She
got it.
To their aunt,
okay.
Yeah. She has two, and her mom doesn't know. Her mom is my sister. When the younger niece told me, I felt a little conflicted.
Mm-hmm.
On one hand, auntie didn't want to snitch on my niece to
mm-hmm.
my sister.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I want to make sure she's safe.
Yeah, what's she doing with a secret snap?
So I decided not to say anything to my sister about her daughter's secret Snapchat account.
Mm.
Am I the jerk for not telling my sister her daughter has a secret social media account? Sneaky Sarah.
Sneaky Sarah. Oh, you being sneaky, sneaky with the sissies for
you
sure.
You know, I get both sides because I have a niece in high school.
Okay.
And
yeah, I got a niece going into high school. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I there's safety over everything, but I also know if all they're doing is just, I also know my sister can be a little uptight.
A little, yeah.
And my niece, and I
sometimes.
Know my niece is a really good kid. And
overall.
If she's using a secret one, it's to talk to her boyfriend or her post cuss words or, you know, swears. She's not, but you never know.
Hey, and kids
don't
be wildin',
naive.
Though.
Kids are wildin'.
And the good kids still do bad
mm-hmm.
things. I don't want to, you know, freak anybody out, but just because
100%.
Your kid is good doesn't mean the world is going to always be a good place for them to be in at the exact place.
Overall, I was a good teenager, but there are moments where I'm lucky I'm alive. Let's be real.
Same.
Where I did some really dumb stuff.
No,
didn't we all, you know, in high school where you're like, what was I thinking?
For the most part, I understand why you wouldn't want to, you know, keep a secret snap because I know the goofy things we
mm-hmm.
did as teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel like some things need to be kept in secret, they might not be some healthy things that you're doing.
That part.
And when we were kids, we didn't have Snapchat.
No, we didn't have any of that.
We didn't have the luxury to have a secret social media.
We didn't even have. I just disappeared. My mom paged me because I had a pager.
Yo,
it was the 90s, okay? I sure did have a pager. Everybody had a pager until we got cell phones. Everybody had a pager.
You was big balling with the pager,
but
though.
They couldn't even find you. So,
no.
You know what I mean? You could have been doing anything.
Anywhere.
there.
You couldn't track location.
With anybody.
You couldn't do the thing. Like I said, it's lucky. I'm lucky I'm alive for some of the dumb stuff I did in high school with my friends.
But
you
can
know?
Can I tell you what I hear, though?
Yeah, what do you hear?
I hear the aunt. You know, I hear Titi. Seeing themselves, seeing her and her sister in her sister's kid. So she's going, I would have been mad if I was told and I, you know, I told and one of my aunts snitched on me.
Right.
So she's going, I'm going to hold y'all down. Solidarity and sisterhood. Y'all got to figure that out. Because technically, it wasn't the older sister that told the aunt. It was the little sister
snitching
on the aunt.
Uh-huh.
She was trying to get her caught.
To the aunt, yeah.
Right. So she was trying to, no, she was trying to tell mom, but didn't want to snitch herself. So she told the aunt. In my head, this is how it played out.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the aunt to snitch on older sister Snapchat, hoping that aunt would have told her sister, aka mom,
right,
and gotten big sis in trouble. So this is some roundabout little sister drama that little sister's trying to fade out big sister on the snap and call her out.
Well, do you think she's the jerk then for keeping it a secret? She knows her niece, her 15-year-old niece, has a secret social media account. And it's her sister's kid. Is she the jerk for not telling her sister, for keeping it a secret?
I think a little bit.
Just for safety reasons?
For safety reason, sure. It's not necessary.
What if something goes bam?
Safety's the obvious.
Yeah.
That's not my reason. Right? That's not my reason why I say I think she's the jerk.
Yeah.
I think she's the jerk because she's stooping down to the childlike level and going, oh, I'm not going to tell either.
But then how do you have a trusted adult around?
Snitch.
You got to have a trusted adult around.
You're the trusted adult. We got to snitch.
You got to decide.
If I knew my niece, Alea, the one that's going to be a teen, is going into high school, if I knew she had a secret snap,
would
1,000% snitch.
Okay. So
flat out.
So jerk.
Jerk.
You say jerk.
I'd be snitching.
All right.
And I'm not a snitch. You already know.
No,
I'm not.
But this is deeper than that. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling. Somebody texted in, not the jerk. You can't even read what's on snap anyone as it disappears unless you screenshot it.
Yeah,
okay.
And that even more so means we don't know what conversations are being had and why are they being had in secret.
Oh, Emily in Milwaukee said, as the former kid who blocked my mom, adult sister, and aunt from my Snapchat story in high school, not the jerk, but as the now adult who works with kids and teens and knows what goes on in the world, jerk. Please tell her mom, even if it's saying that you'll keep an eye on her without the kid knowing.
I know we're not looking for solutions, but that
no,
is
we're
one.
Not. We're
that,
not.
That is
yeah.
one to say, hey, mm-hmm. just so you know. Okay. I'll watch it, though.
We're going to read your texts and talk to you guys next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so the question on Am I the Jerk today is, am I the jerk for keeping my niece's secret social media a secret? Her niece has a secret Snapchat. She found out from the other niece, so she hasn't told her sister. Your kid has got a secret Snapchat. Is Sneaky Sarah the jerk? You know what? We're going to start with Amelia in Milwaukee, who I was randomly thinking about yesterday, and I'm not kidding. I don't know if I saw her on Insta or what, but I was like, where's Amelia been?
You called her with your energy.
I did. I said, come to me,
yeah.
girl.
She said, I feel the disturbance in the air. Hallie needs me.
I need you. Amelia.
Hey, Amelia.
How's it going, you guys?
Buenos dias.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Great to hear from you.
Yeah, Amelia, she said this is a hard one. It is hard.
It is.
Yep.
It is. I'm going to go not the jerk.
Oh!
And I'm going to explain why.
Yes.
I'm gonna explain why.
Go on.
Okay?
Yeah.
If I was in this position, I knew, I would talk to my niece. Like, look. You know, you have a secret one, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever your reason might be, but I, you know, I would give my advice.
Okay.
I have plenty nieces and nephews and there's things I see, but I don't say anything because of the fact that's not my business, I guess, but I would.
And kids gonna do what they do regardless.
So Amelia's saying, I don't want to snitch.
Exactly. Like Ali said, like they said, like, I remember there's some stuff I used to do when I was younger.
Of course.
Trust, believe.
Of course, trust and believe.
It's amazing we're alive, Amelia.
So,
it's amazing.
But she's saying, don't snitch, but still have that conversation to go, I'm not going to tell on you.
You want to? You don't want to lose that
trust. Trust.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The trust.
And then they're not going to want to tell you anything. So since you know, you know, just have a conversation with them. Like, look, you know, because let me tell you something. I don't know about my son, but my daughter does not keep nothing from me. And if they do something dumb back then, they tell me now. I'm like, well, what are you guys thinking? But we've all been there.
Oh yeah, we've all been there.
We have all been there for sure.
You know, it's just like you know the way I look at it. You just give them good advice. Yeah. You know. We're all going to learn. We're all going to do things. And then that's when we learn. We get the, or we get the, okay, now I learned my lesson. Never again. You know?
Well, true. And you know what? And that's, so she's saying not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Because she's saying have a conversation and deal with it that way
warn her of any of the probable or possible, right? Just because you don't want to be the snitch. I get that. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to break that trust. But at the same time,
let's not forget. Want them to come to you. If anything,
they're not gonna next time.
It was the little sister that dry snitched, though. It wasn't the one with the secret snap.
Hey, as the baby of the family, let the little sister live, okay? I used to call, do you want to know? I used to call Penny out and find her alcohol and go, Ma!
Ma, exactly. She was dry snitching like a little sister does. So this isn't even about trust.
I'm so embarrassed.
She was trying to get her in trouble.
It was just me and my brother, and I'm like, if I'm going down, you're going down with me.
You coming down with me, I swear.
All right. Okay. Amelia, well, thank you for calling. It was good to hear from you. I'm glad I brought you in with my energy. I felt it.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
You guys take care. Bye.
Take care.
All right, let's go to our girl Kyla in Sheboygan this morning. Hi, Kyla.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Ali. Good morning, DZ.
Hello.
Good morning. Hi. Is Sneaky Sarah a jerk for keeping her niece's secret Snapchat a secret?
Amelia said nah. It was convincing, too. I ain't gonna lie.
I know. I was also torn on this one because
it's tough.
The girl that has this secret Snapchat doesn't know that the aunt, it sounds like she might not even know that the aunt knows. I don't know if it's a little sister.
I agree.
So that part was hard, but the question was, is she a jerk for not telling her sister?
And
I think she's a jerk.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, she needs to have that conversation. I have a daughter. She's a freshman in high school. She was like one of the last to get a phone and be able to have social media in her friend group.
I don't blame you, though.
Yeah, no, totally. Yes, and Kyla, everybody's going through their kid's phone right now.
I know, right? The mom needs to know, though. They need to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. They're going to get social media at some point. You need to know how to use it safely and then be able to monitor it.
And anytime my kids, I mean, and everybody's different as far as technology and how smart they are and how tech savvy they are.
Sure.
But anytime the boys, I grab their phone and they look nervous, I go, oh, hell no, it's time to go through the phone today and see what you're nervous about.
And I agree, Allie. I think it's about building healthy habits because if you're hiding a Snapchat or a social media as a teenager, what are you willing and possibly wanting to hide later in life, right? The healthy habits.
Parents to see. Yeah.
Well, baby. Yeah, but that parents turns into other people, and then it turns into other loved ones and response. Yeah, and then you're
it gets questionable. And the daughter have to have healthy boundaries with it too. Like, I'm not going through every single thing on my daughter's phone.
But there's times
that I'm going to check in and make sure everything's okay.
As you should, because like, you pay for it, and you're the parent, and you're allowed to do it. Period.
That part.
Okay, Kyla, you received. All right. She says jerk.
All right. Have a great day.
Split down the middle.
Jerk. Y'all too.
Bye.
Okay. Last but not least, our girl, Tanya, is in Kenosha this morning. Get her theme song called 5 Days in a Row. You already know. Tanya!
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, morning, fam.
The texts are going crazy. What do you think, Tanya? Is Sneaky Sarah a jerk for not telling her sister that the niece has a secret social media account, a secret Snapchat?
Be honest.
Yeah, I've got a tween, so you know I'm going to come in and say she's a jerk.
Okay.
For me, it's not about breaking any trust. It's about building trust. We can't have that mom not know about this. We can have her kind of quietly say, hey, it's time for me to go through this phone, take a look at some things, happen upon it so nobody's busted and say we have to have some conversations about trust here.
Well, and somebody texted in and said, jerk, that's not your kid and Snapchat is not a safe app. I will agree that you can do what Snapchat is real shady.
It isn't,
There's things that you can track, but Snapchat, it'll disappear. So
Snapchat
is a shady app, and I'll say it over and over again. Even if I use it, it's a shady app. And Allie in Sheboygan texted in and said, jerk, but she should give her niece two options. Tell your mom or let me have access either way so I know what you're doing.
Yeah, but then she gets a hands to clean it up, and she doesn't even know the aunt knows.
And then she makes another fake one.
Right. And, then the cycle continues. How many fake accounts or how many, you know, burner accounts? How many secret accounts does this little kid going to have? 10, 20?
She needs to be caught with it, because if the sister knows, other people know. Mom needs to know.
Yeah, that part.
For sure. All awesome. Right. Well, thank you, Tanya, for calling.
You're welcome.
It's jerk today. Definitely.
All
right.
Have a great day.
Tanya, I'll talk to you later. Message me. We got stuff
Sounds
to talk
good.
About. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I just want to read this because I know what people are thinking and I don't want to upset people. Somebody said, you guys sound crazy. Snapchat can be so dangerous. Kids are, quote, meeting random strangers there. Tell the mom so her daughter doesn't end up being trafficked. I agree with you, but let me tell you something. All of social media can be dangerous if you're not watching what your kids are doing.
Exactly.
Okay. It's totally I don't want to sound like I'm 100, but it's a different world. Well, you know, if you're a parent, you got to pay attention.
We also don't want to sound like helicopter parents over sounding 100, but
and be paranoid.
But I am going to be invested in checking my children's devices once they have them. I'm
as
already monitoring what they're watching as kids. Why wouldn't I even more so watch what they're doing and actively engaging in conversations as teens and tweens?
And
bro,
I'm paying the damn bill. I'm going to look at it.
That's my phone.
Period.
I let you take it.
That's what I say all the time. When they get an attitude or don't respond to me, I go, that's just what you said.
That's my phone. hey, Alexa, play Kevin Gates, two phones. I got two phones, and I pay for both. What you going to do about it? Don't play with me. Don't play with me.
So funny. All right. So we decided that she is the jerk for not telling her sister about the secret Snapchat account her niece has. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, Wepa. What's good?
Buenos dias. I cannot wait to talk to Alexa in Milwaukee. Pull her up. Hey, Alexa.
Good morning.
Good morning. She says to me off the air, I've been listening since middle school. Well, thanks for reminding me how old I am. No, Alexa, I appreciate you so much. I love it when people have listened their whole life. Yeah. So we just wanted to say hi, and that's all. We're going to let you go.
Yeah, have a good day.
All right, bye. I'm kidding.
What?
Alexa, you're going to Summerfest to see how's the air.
I'm so excited.
Yes, girl.
I literally was calling, and my son's like, Mom, do you always call the radio? I said, well, yeah, if I want to win something. And he's like, well, I hope you win. And then he got out of the car.
Oh, he doesn't even know you won.
No, he was out of the car.
Let him know he brought you the energy you needed to catch that dub today. That's amazing.
Girl.
Most definitely.
Is this your first time winning on Kiss FM?
No, it's not.
What did you win?
What did you win last?
What have you won?
I won Hanson tickets.
Who?
No.
Ooh.
Shut up. Just get out of here.
You know I know exactly.
Exactly.
Who?
Amazing.
Bop, oom bop, oom bop. Wepa, we just aged ourselves.
I think that was the last time. I've won movie passes, but I think like that was like
that
the
was
biggest.
A long
Hanson
time ago. We've done movie passes in a long time.
Hanson tickets.
You girl, if you won Hanson, that was back in the day.
The dizzy. Not even day, dizzy.
I will say Hanson was at Summerfest in the past couple years.
They were touring recently, Brandon. I don't think they got the long hair no more, but they were touring recently.
They're your age.
It was at the rave. That's where the tickets were.
They were both, and they did a side stage.
For when they were here? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Well, either way, you're going to Summerfest, girl, so congratulations.
So hey, from Hanson to Hozier, we out here, baby.
You've grown up. Look at you all grown up. Look at you. All right, Alexa. Well, somebody's going to be in touch, and now I got to spill the dirt on my date this weekend, okay?
I'm so excited.
About the news, too.
About the tickets or the date?
Both.
Everything.
Yes.
Hear about it.
All right, well, then hang up then, Alexa.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Okay,
bye. Have a great day. You're welcome. All right.
You know, I get nervous when I talk about my dating life. But
what are you trying to do? You trying to reset or are you trying to jump in?
Let's just do it, man. I got a lot to tell you.
Do you?
So we'll have more Hozier tickets tomorrow for you.
Every day this week?
Every day this week, yes, absolutely. We'll do that at around, 7, whenever Emma the Jerk ends, okay?
Listen, be ready after 7 a.m., okay?
Okay, so where do we start? So on Friday for Dumpster Fire, we talked about how I had met someone over the holidays.
That's right.
And even though, you can go back and listen, even though I was healing, I finally got bored after a couple weeks because I wasn't leaving the house. I wasn't going out. People were coming to see me, but I was bored, man.
You're still healing, but you're no longer hurting.
Right.
So you feel me?
That part. I can go out, but I'm taking it slow.
Yeah, you moving is just slow motion.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll be 4 weeks out from my skin removal tomorrow. So I haven't been cleared to exercise or anything.
Right.
But you know, I'm living my life where I'm taking a lot of naps. I don't nap much, but I'm still recovering.
Your activity level's increasing though, bro.
Yes.
Activity and exercise are two different things. Just because you're moving and walking doesn't mean you can go do some squats now.
Right. I mean, I played skee ball yesterday with my kids.
Oh, I was thinking that was a way more aggressive game. No, skee ball is the one where you just throw it up. Yeah,
it's fine. So I'm living my life. Well,
I was thinking racquetball.
I met this guy on Hinge, and I'd opened it randomly one day when I was bored close to New Year's, and we just started having a good conversation.
You were telling me little bits about, you know,
and
buddy.
And you saw him. He had a mustache in one of the pictures. He had all these different looks.
Nickname maybe Mustache
maybe.
Man. TBD.
Mm-hmm. And so he had a lot of different looks, and I said, oh, that gives him some character.
Mm-hmm.
But he was tall, you know, 6'4".
That's right.
He's a dad. He's got two kids. He's divorced.
Oh, he's a zaddy. Got it.
He's a zaddy.
An actual father, though.
Yeah, I think he's good looking. But, you know, we were just having really good conversations. He was funny. He appeared.
That's important.
And you can tell, like, when you're messaging, if someone's, I don't want to say smart or not, but you can tell if someone's smart a lot of times.
I agree.
And so, you know, I liked him. So he asked if he could have my number. I said, absolutely not.
Nope.
But you can figure out a way to call me on social media if you want, so we can talk on the phone, because I was stuck in the house.
So how'd you end up talking?
He called me on Snapchat, and we started having these phone conversations.
Your secret snap.
My secret one, yeah. For like an hour a night. And you know I don't even get on Snap that much, dude.
No, right.
So we start talking like an hour a night, and this just continues.
Yeah, we're talking.
We were kind of building that connection that I usually would just, him and I even talked about this weekend. We would have gone out right away if I hadn't had surgery, and it would have been.
Oh, really?
It would have been a total, because I don't like talking to people for weeks, because you build something up in your mind, and then you meet them in person, and you have no chemistry, and you're like, oh, this was stupid.
This sucked.
I built up this whole idea of you in my mind.
You burn it out texting and talking before you meet.
It's a waste,
sure,
right?
Sure.
But we were kind of forced to do that. So let me just say, from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So DZ, it might have actually been a good thing that we were on the phone again last night talking about this, that we were forced to kind of build that a little bit of emotional and not being able to do anything much physical because of my surgery, you know? And so I met him out on Friday night. He asked if he could see me for dinner. I said, 2 weeks ago, I said no. So finally I said, I'll go out with you.
Why not? Yeah.
So I met him on Friday night.
And
we met for dinner. And as soon as I saw him in the parking lot, because he had been like, I'm going to kiss you when I see you. And I was like, even though.
Oh, this man was talking big gas. He was pouring diesel on him.
You know, I like a dominant man as long as he's respectful, right?
But the thing is, sometimes
I like that energy.
That dominance can be too dominant and it comes off weird. So saying
it
like,
comes off creepy.
Oh, I'm going to kiss. Like, that's like, all right, bro, we haven't even met yet. So
I agree. So when I got out of the car, he met me in the parking lot, and I go, you can't kiss me yet because I got this sticky lip gloss on, which was a genuine, it just wasn't the moment.
That was a little flirt back though with the you can't kiss me yet.
You can't kiss me yet.
Oh, so look at you. I see you.
I gave him a hug. We went in, we sat down and had dinner, and we were there for maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes, and we ordered and we're talking and, you know, just really good, same ease. It's just easy.
Easy going conversation.
Very easy to talk to him.
The same way when you guys were talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Which is important.
And it felt like, again, like I had known him longer than someone. I felt like I knew him, you know?
Because you could be smooth and you could be smart on the phone, but if you can't hold a conversation in person, that changes the game.
100%. And I'm always sitting there going, is this game when he's saying nice things? Because I've had so many guys
lie to me, but it's a difference.
But is it genuine?
Is it real?
Is it real?
Yes.
Because
or is it just play on?
I've gotten played, you know, in the past couple years, and it's really messed with my head, and it makes me not trust even more. I already have trust issues from the infidelity I've suffered and all the things I've been through.
Right.
So,
and that's the difference between real game and just spitting game.
Mm-hmm.
If
so
he's talking
there,
to me, it's the backup that matters.
If we're sitting there and we're at a table, so we're like catty corner, you know, like at the
table. Kind of next to each other.
He's not across
y'all
from
are
me.
Sitting in an L.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, 90 degrees.
Yep.
And he's like, you know, he's like, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble making eye contact with you because you're better in person and this is going really well. And
oh,
you
he's
know,
making him nervous? He was being real. He was like, I'm getting a little smitten and I'm like getting all giddy talking to you.
This is what I mean about it. I get paranoid. Is it game? He goes, because you're really hot. And I was like, aw.
No, that was true.
You're really beautiful. And so you know what I did? I leaned across the table and kissed him.
Oh, on the cheek? on the lips? What happened to the sticky, icky lip gloss?
I was like, like, wait a second. Like, what is going on? Who am I?
Me yelling, where'd my tea go?
It was so natural. It wasn't. It was like he said something really sweet and he was still like confident in it. If I don't know how to explain it, it just, I believed him.
He showed you his genuineness and in his vulnerability and saying, I'm getting a little nervous around you right now because you're mad attractive. Like,
and he
dang.
Goes, there's like this light around you. I was like, okay, chill out.
You was talking about your aura.
I thought about you, how you always talk about auras. He's like, yeah. So I leaned across and I just kissed him like a peck on the lips. It was really sweet. And he goes, you have some soft lips. And I was like, oh my God, we're vibing now in person.
So what happened next?
Well, you better hold on.
Oh, dog, I'm so mad.
Can you wait like 2 minutes and I'll tell you next?
Fine. But will you tell me next?
I'll tell you everything. I'll even tell you how we ended up on a second date.
Please and thank you.
All in one weekend.
Next.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Where were we?
Yeah. Get back to it.
No. Okay, so I'm on my first date with the guy who has no name yet, which DZ, you get to name him, of course.
Yes.
You guys can text in your suggestions. But our first date was going really well. And again, I felt like I knew him longer than I had. I had, you know, even though we had been talking on the phone, we already had a vibe going.
A little je ne sais quoi.
Yeah. And it was just really comfortable and easy.
Yeah, no kidding. It must have been comfortable because you leaned over and gave him a kiss midway through.
I don't even do that. Even I usually get really nervous at the end and get really like uncomfortable with anyone. And it was just natural.
But in the moment,
I don't know how else to explain it.
In the moment, it sounded like he was mad cute and being like, dang, girl, you make me kind of nervous with how good you look right now. That would have been game.
Mm-hmm.
But what he said was, I got to be honest. Like
I can't look
I'm having trouble looking at you right now because I'm like, oh, man, you making me. And that right there, that's the difference between game and him just telling you straight up what's good.
Being honest.
It wasn't him going, dang, girl, you look so good. I can't even look you in the eyes. Even though that's what he said.
Yeah.
He said it in more genuine words, if that makes sense.
Well, it was flattering and nice.
Who doesn't want to hear, I can't look at you because you're too cute?
Right. Yeah, so I kissed him and we had a little peck. And then our food came and we were eating and just talking. And a couple times, he was taking the lead. He would lean over and just kiss me. And I'm like, if people are, they're going to think we've been together.
Mm-hmm.
Because this
I
our,
think y'all been together. What have you been not been telling me, Miss Allie Faith? Excuse me?
So
y'all just out here pecking on the plate and then pecking on each other.
There was a lot of pecking, right? Hmm. And there was no pressure. Because he knew there wasn't going to be none of that at the end of the night.
Yeah.
You know, we knew that I was not down for that because of my surgery.
He knew the peck was the peak.
He knew that was the peak, right? So dinner ends and we leave and he walks me out. We go to our cars and he kind of like pulls me in and we have this like passionate kiss in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. I like wrap my arms around his neck and because he's taller than me, you know?
Oh, so you had to reach up.
It was great.
Oh, you like that. Great. I know you like that.
Yeah, we had a great, I love that because then I feel feminine, you know? And so whatever. So we have a good kiss and then we leave and, you know, he immediately texts and make sure I get home and calls me. And by the way, I had offered to meet in the middle and he's like, no, I'm coming close to you
because
I want to make sure you get home safe. Like just cute little things like that.
The details.
Because he did have to come away, not a ways, but 20 minutes more than me. And I went like 5 minutes, you know?
And to him, that didn't matter.
Yeah,
of course not.
It was sweet.
No, that's sweet. And things like that are something to consider like, oh, cool.
Right. Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's nice.
And then he says, can I see you tomorrow?
Immediately.
And I go, well,
y'all just went on one date.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, that's...
he's saying goodbye, trying to plan the next. Okay, I'll see you.
And it wasn't that I didn't want to see him again, but you know how I need to like wrap my head around what's happening, the plan. And once I can, don't just throw it on me, even though I'm spontaneous, like I need a second to comprehend. I go, so...
Plan spontaneity is what you were a part of.
So I did, and I said, okay. So Saturday night.
Re-upped.
And I loved it that he was always picking the place. And making the plans, and you know, because I like a guy that as independent as you know, I want to.
You're direct.
I'm direct.
But you like directness back.
I like
though.
It when guys plan things.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm even modern enough. I'll rotate paying with you all day, every day, because we're both single parents. I told him this. I said, because he paid, of course, you know, but like I said,
of course
isn't,
and of course always.
You're right. I'm like, I have no problem paying the next time because you're a single parent just like me, and it's not fair when you're struggling, like everybody's struggling, and you gotta pay for everything. That's
he'll pay the next
either.
Time too. He'll pay the next time too.
Well, we went out the next night, and
let me guess, he paid again.
None of you. Yeah, no, I paid. He tried, and I grabbed it. He tried.
He tried, and was like, no. And you said, I'm paying.
I literally got mad. I was like, no, I'm paying.
And he let you, though.
He did, but he
didn't start a fight. He didn't go, no.
And I had already said, I'm paying, and he still grabbed the bill and was like, no. And I was like, give it to me.
I'm liking this. Yeah, I'm liking this. I'm not trying to put no too much energy toward nothing, but I am enjoying this conversation right now.
Well, Lily in Milwaukee texted in, driving my 12-year-old daughter to school, and she says, ooh, that guy has Riz.
Yeah, he got ridden off for sure. Yay. Youngin' ain't wrong. Riz.
Who said the mystery man should be called Zaddy Mustache?
No. I like it, but no. I'm already thinking Eager Beaver because the mustache of the, Beaver.
He had like more of a beard, like a
scruffy scruff.
Like a 5 o'clock shadow. And he even said, I have to shave nonstop. And I was like, that's all right. It's not manly that you, okay.
It means you be growing, my boy.
And so the second night I met him. DC's like, what did I just say?
Never.
Pause.
Nope. Pause. Nope. The second night you met him.
Let me just move on to Saturday night. So then I met him late, and we went at like out of like 8:30-ish, and it was funny because yes, I've checked him on CCAP. Yes, I've checked him on Are We Dating the Same Guy?
Cool,
you
cool.
guys chill out. I've done all my research. I'm, FBI Ali was on this.
You've made your steps.
I checked it all.
We're
I made
past
sure
that.
He was divorced. I got to, don't you worry.
We're talking about him because all that stuff has been done.
I love it how people are like, But
did you?
But is he? So I meet him,
Again,
on Saturday night.
Night two.
And it was funny because we walk in, they seat us, and immediately he goes, let me see your hand. And he puts his hand up against mine, like to see who's. And
whose hand's bigger?
And I go, you better have bigger hands. But I started giggling and I was like, God, I feel like we've been out 17 times already. We're
y'all
just
kindergarten
like
crushing right now. No, y'all are vibing.
We're just vibing. And so we sat there, we had some apps and we had a drink or two, and shout out to Chris, who I already shouted out earlier, a listener who came up and introduced himself and bought our appetizer. Chris was so, he said, I texted into the show and I just wanted to say hi, I've listened forever. So shout out to Chris. And
very kind.
And this guy, God, I almost called him by, see, the guy I'm dating, we talk, so I almost called him his real name.
You
on
almost
the air.
Just outed. Whoa.
Because he doesn't have a nickname to me. He has
a name. Whoa.
That's how real it is. Oh my God. So I introduced him to my date, and so Chris, the listener, met him.
Dang, Chris met him before I did.
Chris met him, and we basically were there till it closed, and they were like, y'all gotta go.
Y'all shut it down?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so we go. So then we went outside and
said bye.
Little smoochy face.
Okay.
A little more smoochy
okay.
face. And it was really good. And then he texted me and, made sure I got home. And
again.
We talked on the phone briefly for like 5 minutes.
After the date?
Yeah. He's like, what's up, baby? I'm like, did you get home okay?
He calling you baby?
Sure. And I go,
my man.
So then.
This man's name is Mustache Moves because he got it, bro. My man's is Mustache Moves.
And then yesterday, I was with my children and he was with his. And, he's a dude in Wisconsin, so he lives for the Packer game. That's all he cared about, let's be real. But he still.
Tough, so he was sad.
Messaged me all day and we talked all day and then on texting. And basically, at the end of last night, it was like 8 o'clock. And I was like, because his kids are a little bit younger. And I said, hey, call me when the kids go to bed. And he immediately calls me.
He said, I'll put him to bed.
And I said, it'd be weird if I didn't talk to you because we just talk every night. And so what's going on?
You say what it is. You was missing him.
Yeah.
You say what it is. You was missing him.
Yeah, kind of.
A little bit. You was like, uh-huh. I wonder what my baby's doing.
So he said, exactly. And so he had already told me, he had paused Hinge. I go, you better chill out. We just met. So then I paused my Hinge.
But you better chill out. Y'all just met.
And then I I didn't delete. I told him so last night. I go, listen, I'm not deleting my Hinge because that's weird. I go, I've only been on 2 dates with you, mm-hmm, but I definitely paused it. He goes, oh, I already know you're going to be my girl. And like, I was like, I can't deny that something's happening here. And I said, it feels so easy and
now
natural
that was game.
With you.
No, that was game right there. Hey, Riz.
He's like, do it. Take your time all you want. But I already know. Like, and I was like, in my heart, I felt like the same. And I go, this feel. And then I go, I want to talk to you. Is this crazy?
Yeah.
This is insane.
No, mustache moves got Riz for Riz.
The comfort level and like, I don't even.
Yo, Rizzle for Rizzle, dog. No lie.
But he's not. But he's still like a really
what's
nice,
what's
genuine
next?
Guy.
What's next? When's next? How's next and where's next?
Lunch.
When? When? Say it out loud.
Today. Oh, there's so much happening. 103.7 Kiss FM.
We're working.
We're working. We got it. I gave a big date update.
That was a big date update. If you missed it, you gonna literally need to listen back on the Odyssey.
I tell you what. Yep. Okay. To reset, it's Allie and DZ. Good morning. Did I say that?
Usa, buenos dias. No, I don't think so, but
so
I don't think it matters.
I'm embarrassed. I never blushed this much. Okay, so, but DZ, we had some good convos off the air, and they're going to stay that way for now.
That's right.
And then we'll have more date updates as they happen, when they happen. Okay.
Oh, I got ammunition for nicknames for sure.
Somebody texted in and said, not DZ shouting, say it out loud.
Well, he's out here trying to be coy, talking about pointing like, today
I'm going to see him.
Say it with your chest.
Carly in the Falls said, I've been screaming in my car listening to this date update all the way to work. So excited for you. Well, you guys, don't get your hopes up.
I won't.
You know, my girlfriend and I were talking yesterday. She wanted the whole update. So she came over and she was like, I'll be over for coffee.
Yeah. And I'm bringing coffee.
And so she came over and I said, it's going really well. You know, everything's really natural. But when you have a past like her, and she's got a husband die. Her husband passed away from being sick.
Okay.
And so we talk about how scary it is because you always wait for the shoe to drop. You know what I mean? But you don't want to be that way. You want to be positive.
Well, you want to be optimistic.
You know?
Not pessimistic, right?
Pessimistic, exactly. So more to come on that. All right, DZ, I have to revisit something that happened earlier in the show today.
What?
We were talking about what we did this weekend.
Yeah.
And we were talking, and remember OG Lori called in?
Yeah.
And she said that she had gone to a Star Wars themed.
Oh, yeah.
Themed restaurant
in
Green Bay. Yes.
With the girls. She did a little road trip with the ladies.
You.
Yeah.
God, listen, I got to get it together. My brain is all.
No, you got there.
And my brain's all over the place. So, and I said to you, I've never seen Star Wars.
Which, not to say I was appalled, but.
You can be appalled. It's okay.
Well, then call me Paul.
Yeah. Listen, Paul, I've never seen Star Wars. Okay, for real. I've never seen it.
That's too big of a movie, G. I'm sorry.
I don't disagree.
Not even one?
I don't disagree. No.
Like Returns?
No. No. And you're younger than me and you've seen them.
Yes. And I'm by no means.
When did they come out? The 80s? I was a little kid. Like, you know, I was a baby basically, but still.
It was like one of the biggest selling box office smashes and they thought it was going to flop. Mm. Nobody knew what was going to happen with this movie.
Is that right?
We're not really sure.
I didn't even know that.
And it became such a cult classic, bro. Mm-hmm. It's one of them movies that where maybe you haven't seen the 15 different films that they have. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't understand the chronological order of it all. Mm-hmm. Bet. I get that. Mm-hmm. But to not having even seen one of the originals?
Yeah. Should I be embarrassed that I haven't seen Star Wars? Because I also have zero desire to watch it and I know what a famous, famous movie it is.
I wouldn't say that out loud to too many people.
Okay.
Let me put it to you
Received.
Like this. I wouldn't say that just yet to this new guy because it might end the relationship early. Mm. Don't let him know that. Don't tell him you ain't seen Star Wars because he might get offended.
Now I'm telling him.
Well,
now I'm opening my big mouth.
Brother DZ tried to warn you.
You did. What is it? Was there a big movie? What big movies have you never seen? Like, think about this. And I want to ask the listeners, you can text or call 414-533-1037. I was lecturing my kids the other day because I was like, ooh, we should watch Avatar. And they were like, what's Avatar? I go, it was a huge.
They've never seen Avatar?
No. Oh. And I go, there are so many movies we need to watch, guys.
And not the Last Airbender, the alien Avatar with like the blue people.
Yes, with Zoe Saldana and stuff.
Yeah, the Cameron movie, yeah.
Yes, 100%. I said, somebody texted in and said, don't worry, I haven't seen Star Wars either. See?
Wow.
See, I'm not the another one. Never seen Star Wars either. Wow. You know what else my kids have never seen? You're really going to be mad at me for this one. Home Alone. Because they wouldn't sit through it. I go, I didn't try again after that. You know?
And they, when they're young, it's different, bro. They don't have an appreciation for filmography, cinematography, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But Star Wars, that's got action-packed. Jeez. Pew, 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 pew,
all
lasers.
The never-seen-its are texting it. Wait, who texted in they've never seen Back to the Future? No, you didn't. Now I'm upset.
See, look, now you're offended?
Now I'm upset. Back to the Future is so good.
That's how people feel about Star Wars.
Our girl Sherry in Caledonia said, I have not seen Star Wars. Wait a second. Somebody texted in, I've never seen Harry Potter. You're missing out.
Okay, now.
The books are better, but if you've never seen Harry Potter is so good.
Not even one? Not even the Philosopher slash Sorcerer Stone?
Oh, somebody said, I've never seen The Christmas Story.
Wow.
They said, I'm 44 and I've never seen Scarface. Come on.
Okay.
Now, it's okay if you're younger and you've never seen Scarface, but if you're in your 40s, you should have seen Scarface as a classic. Come on.
The references that I could just make that you wouldn't get, man.
100%.
That hurts my soul. Oh, all right.
Oh, the texts are going crazy, yes.
I'll out myself.
What?
I have never seen Titanic in its entirety. Start to finish. Never.
Just throw yourself in the trash right now. Unbelievable.
Basura! I've seen the whole movie. I've watched the beginning. I've seen all of the middles, and I've watched the end. I know the entire story. I have never physically seen the movie start to credits. Never. Never in my life.
Brittany in West Bend said, I haven't seen Harry Potter. Raphael in Grafton said, I'm 35, and I've never seen any of the Star Wars films. They're texting in like crazy right now.
Jeez.
Madeline texted in. What did she say this morning? Madeline, I think in Salem, said, I have known so many people that are obsessed with Star Wars and have Star Wars themed weddings, and yet I have absolutely no desire to watch Star Wars.
There is a whole community that is extremely offended right now.
Oh, wait, Natalie in Menominee Falls, I'm with you. She said, I've never seen the Lord of the Rings series. Same.
Whoa. Okay, but the thing is, if you didn't watch Star Wars, it also makes sense that you never got into Lord of the Rings stuff.
It's not your vibe.
I was in it for a little bit and fell off, right? Like, I haven't seen some of the newest ones, but even me, I've seen Star, but like, I get the references with Schmeagol, my precious. Come on. Come on.
Wait a second. Who texted in Titanic? The library rental has two VHS tapes.
I'm on my way.
My kids don't even know what a VHS tape is, okay?
Video home systems.
Come on. They don't even know. VHS was before the DVD. Do you even know what a DVD is?
Man,
probably
nope.
Not.
Nope.
Never mind. Nope. Julian Oak Creek said, I've never seen Titanic or A Christmas Story.
Wow.
The phones are going crazy.
Pulp Fiction? Now I know somebody's going to inevitably be like, I've never watched Pulp Fiction either. Allie, okay, I'm not looking at you no more.
I can't make eye contact because I've never seen Pulp Fiction.
We are not cool right now.
DZ's going to force me to come over to their house this weekend. We're going to have a movie marathon. I'm going to force him to watch Titanic.
Oh, no, we're coming to you. You can't leave.
Yeah.
We're coming to your house so you can't go nowhere.
The phones are going crazy. We're going to talk to you guys next in what movies you've never seen that are just classics. We'll talk to you next. We're talking about movies you've never seen because everyone was appalled when I said I hadn't seen Star Wars, but it is what it is.
You can't really change it until you go watch it.
Megan in Muskego texted in and said, Allie, as someone who felt the same way before I met my husband, I've now seen all the Star Wars movies and most of the shows, like hadn't seen them and didn't care. So, okay. She said they even went May the 4th. No, her husband proposed to her on May the 4th.
On May 4th. Yep. May the 4th be with you.
That's hysterical. All right. We got Kate the Great in East Troy this morning, day 4, trying to get a theme song.
On the way.
Hey.
Morning, Kate.
Hey. I already got my song picked.
Ooh,
perfect.
I can't wait to hear what it is when you finally get the theme song. So what's the movie that's very famous you've never seen?
Well, I was saying I have not seen Star Wars. Don't have any desire. Mm-hmm. Don't feel like I'm missing
Same.
Out.
Well, at this rate,
I've
right.
Same.
Haven't seen The Walking Dead. And I feel like there is a culture and population around that show.
They love zombies. Oh, they love
right,
zombies.
You haven't seen it. You haven't lived. And I haven't really seen it. And I'm living.
I actually agree. I haven't really seen it. And I'm living. I might have dabbled in one episode at a friend's house one day.
Yeah.
That's
right?
it. I couldn't name a character or refer a person, bro, at all.
Same. Absolutely same. You guys, oh no, listen to this. Rachel in New Berlin texted in and said she's never seen any of the Fast and the Furiouses. Come on.
All right. Now, there's about 50 of those. You had to have at least seen one.
I said I was going to listen and not judge. Rachel, now I'm judging. And Rachel, come over. Yeah. We'll watch them.
I own them all. Don't worry about it.
Come over. Watch Fast and the Furious together. Come
like,
on.
What?
That's a classic. Those are good. Too.
I'm sorry, and but after, I love those movies.
And after Paul Walker died.
Thank you.
Come on.
The whole beef with Vin Diesel and The Rock. What?
Rachel, hit me up. We'll have a movie date.
Rachel, we got to fix that. But we actually agree with you, Kate the Great. We ain't seen those movies either.
Yeah. All right.
All right. You guys have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Chelsea is in Racine. Let's pull her up next. This is really funny. Chelsea, what
up? Morning.
Morning. Go ahead. Spit it out. What movie have you not seen and why? Go ahead.
I loathe and hate with a passion Tom Cruise, and I have never and will never see in my 37 years of life Top Gun.
Why are you mad at TC?
Why do you hate Tom Cruise? I got to hear this.
I don't
is it the
know,
Scientology?
It is a little weird, but yeah. Is that what it is?
He just irks me as an actor. Like, yes, I've seen Interview with the Vampire. I like that movie, but I've never seen any of the Mission Impossibles. Nothing. Like, I just can't stand
not
him.
Not even the M.I.P.
Well, Top Gun is a classic, and then they did the remake. Now we have a new that followed up. It was not a remake; it was a follow up for Top Gun,
yeah.
The new movie, which I watched on a plane randomly.
She refuses, though.
Wow.
She doesn't even care.
My boyfriend, he loves it. He can quote the whole movie by heart, and he was like, "The new one came out. Let's watch the old one." I'm like, "No,
wait, you're a divided
you're
household.
You're gonna leave my house if you try to put
Hold
that
on.
On.
I got one more Tom Cruise you should really watch: Days of Thunder with the race movie. That's how him and Nicole Kidman got together.
What's the movie? Yeah.
The race car movie.
What's the movie with Pony Boy? Like Pony Boy Curtis, where it's like greasers. Like,
oh,
what's
you're talking about in the 80s.
The old movie. I mean, baby
wow,
Tom Cruise.
I know.
Outsiders. The Outsiders. No, The Outsiders.
The Outsiders.
The Outsiders movie.
Rob Lowe was in it, man.
All the youngins. All the that's a good Tom Cruise movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just hate him. I can't. Like, there's something about his face. It's just everything. I can't.
That's hysterical.
You know what? We ain't going to talk you out of it.
He's too perfect.
That's what it is.
I thought you were going to say it was when he jumped on the couch and said he was in love with Katie Holmes.
I'm in love. I'm in love.
No.
That's funny. All right. Well, no Tom Cruise movies for Chelsea and Racine received.
Say less. Banned in my house. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's go to Michelle, formerly of Hartford, now in Greenfield. Michelle, she's got her own theme song now too, doesn't she?
She sure does. I just got to find it.
Yeah, I know her. Listen, I know her well. Go ahead. She can live without it for a day.
Nope. Got it.
She is a firework. Thank God you found it because she would have yelled at us.
Good morning.
Hi.
All right, Michelle, what have you never seen, girl?
Die Hard. It is not a Christmas movie. I don't care what anybody says.
Wait. You can't say it's not a Christmas movie if you've never seen it, though.
It is a Christmas movie.
There's no Santa Claus. There's no Jingle Bells. There's no Frosty.
But
there's
a tree.
No nothing.
And it happens at the holidays. So it happens at a Christmas party,
it's
though.
It's a Christmas movie.
It happens at a Christmas. The whole thing happens during a Christmas party.
I get the argument, but the fact that it does happen around Christmas and it's part of the theme, it's a Christmas movie.
Everybody loves to argue this.
Yep, mm-hmm. It's a Christmas movie.
Okay, I don't know. I've never seen it. Everyone's like, what? And I've never seen A Christmas Story either. So, yeah, I guess I'm...
You
no.
know what? I got to tell you something.
Don't hang up on me again.
I'm not going to hang up on you for A Christmas Story. Oh, DZ is. Never mind. Okay,
no,
bye.
Jokes.
No, I think...
Joking.
Even the thing about The Christmas Story is there gets a point where it gets aged out, right? And my kids would probably be bored. But I just don't know with it being on TBS 24 hours a day for 50 years how you haven't seen A Christmas Story. I mean, my goodness.
They pump it so heavy, it makes it so you kind of can't
even
not see it.
Even if you don't have cable anymore. Didn't you back in the day?
Even if you're like me. The only reason I haven't seen Titanic. It. Right. She's just saying, I've never seen it. Never cared. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
No.
Fine.
All right.
Fine. Oh, you guys, you know what Owen and Hudson asked me the other day? They go,
bye, Michelle.
Bye, Michelle.
Bye, guys.
DZ, Hudson, it was Hudson, actually. He goes, have you ever seen Mean Girls? And I go, excuse me? Have I ever seen Mean Girls?
Allie said, it was based off of my high school experience.
Thank you. Okay. Rude.